Hello, and welcome to another special holiday edition of the Fighting Moose Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Hendrickson. This is a podcast where I retell stories, some fictional and some historical, that can be enjoyed by people of all ages. Today, we look at the holiday of Twelfth Day, which occurs on January 6th. I know I'm a day late in releasing this episode, but I was out of town with my family for a much-needed weekend getaway before school started again today. I hope you had a great New Year's Day and that you are well underway on working on your New Year's resolutions. I'd like to take this opportunity and thank EldestLeech08 for starting my New Year's off right with a positive review on iTunes. They stated that this is their first podcast experience and they are digging it. They also stated that Oklahoma is listening in. Thanks again for starting the New Year on a positive note with that review. Now, let's turn to today's story. I hope you enjoy. Let's begin. Twelfth Day. The sixth day in each year is called Twelfth Day. That is a little odd, is it not? Well, the reason is this. In very ancient times, there was a great Christian festival which began upon Christmas Day and lasted for 12 days. It was called the Feast of the Nativity because it was held in honor of the coming of Christ to earth, and both the first day of the feast and the last day were held very sacred. On the last, or 12th day, special honor was given to the three kings who are spoken of in the New Testament as the three wise men who came from the east to Jerusalem, led by a star. The star guided these three kings to Bethlehem, where they saw the young child Jesus and offered gifts to him of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. At first, this feast, which we call Epiphany, was of a very solemn nature, but in the Middle Ages it lost a great deal of its sacred character. The festival of the three kings became noisy and frolicsome, and sometimes it was arranged in the form of a little play. In this play, three friars or monks were dressed up like kings, with crowns upon their heads, and a golden star was carried before them. Within the church, near the altar, a manger would be arranged with an ox and a donkey, in imitation of the manger at Bethlehem. Here also was a child Christ and his mother. To them would enter the three kings, accompanied by a merry crowd, and gifts were offered to the babe, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. It was a pretty sight, perhaps, but not at all devout. In later times still, Twelfth Day was almost wholly given up to frolic and feasting. Special plays were written to amuse the people, and it is probably for that reason we have Shakespeare's play called Twelfth Night. The chief custom of this merry day was the election of a king of the bean. Sometimes there was also a queen. No doubt this making of a king had its connection with the honor done to the three kings in the early festival. It may also be connected with an old Roman custom. Here's how the king was elected on Twelfth Day. A large cake, called Twelfth Cake, was baked for the day, and inside the cake a bean was placed. When all the company were gathered to the feast, the cake was cut up, and the fortunate person who got the piece of cake with the bean in it was made king of the bean, and had charge of the revels. Sometimes the names of the company were put in a bowl, and each one received a piece of cake as his or her name was drawn by lot. There was much fun and laughter, you may be sure, as the names were being drawn, the cake cut up, and the bean discovered. It is the kind of fun which you children would have enjoyed, for the 12th cake in the old days was usually very large, baked into very queer shapes, and always very nice to eat. Nowadays, the cakes upon Twelfth Day have become much smaller, and in some households, this merry day is forgotten altogether. You will agree with me, children, that this is a mistake. It is a mistake to forget the good old customs, and it is doubly a mistake when the custom is made cheerful with laughter and cake. Thank you for listening to this special holiday episode of the Fighting Moose Podcast. Please join us next time as we look at the holiday of St. Valentine's Day, which occurs on February 14th. Today's music was provided by the artist Drake Stafford. For more information to download and or listen to audio or materials from all our recordings, or to contact us, please visit www.thefightingmoose.com. And as always, try and do a random act of kindness every day.
Whoop, shark attack, nom 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 nom. Jellyfish, pan sandwich, turkey, snowman, dolphin, helicopter, last supper, monkey in the zoo.
What? Gear shift.